Love Talk Radio.
God bless everyone, and thank you for tuning in live on the 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time hour. I am your host tonight for Prophecy Night. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are joining me for the first time, my name is Prophetess Ellen Bynum, and I thank God for you. I thank God for every code 82832, who's very consistent. She's always live with me, Sister Holly. I believe calling all the way from Texas. I'll find out from her. Well, in Houston, Texas, I never knew where, but the prophet is going to find out tonight. Thank God for those that are listening via internet. Bless you as well on this wonderful, 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 awesome day, really, in a Christian perspective. I thank God for life. I thank God for those that will come in later and retrieve this broadcast in the archives. Every code 832, you're actually the only one in the switchboard. I know Monday I was speaking about fighting to win, fighting about the battle. And I did say that I would come back today and bless you all what God has blessed me to retrieve to give to you all on tonight. Unless I get any callers and a switchboard, other than that, we is just going to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us prophetically here on our prophecy night. I know one of the things that I did mention on Monday, I know I spoke about a lot of times we only fight to just finish. What about fighting to win? And I know I started off like that, and I was actually blessed from what God has given. And I know you're probably saying, well, the battle doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. That is 100% true. But what I want you to understand about battles, number one, do not take them very lightly. Number two, we still have to go through the process. And how we come out being achiever of the process is by God's Spirit, who has already won the battle for us. And the ability to be able to experience this abundant life, I believe I mentioned in the last broadcast. But if you didn't miss it, I'm going to encourage you to go back and just retrieve it and let the Lord bless you with any information. Now, I mentioned about going through the process. And the only way we can go through the process, I know I last talked off about walking by the Spirit, and I talked about the flesh. And I just want to say quickly about the flesh. The flesh can do some crazy things when you are not resting in the Spirit of God. And if I would set that as an example, let's just say you have a son or daughter, and they are accustomed, let me think of something that would really get somebody. Well, the bathroom habit and letting up the toilet seat, letting down the toilet seat, you know, I know when you think of male, female, the male stands up for the use of the bathroom, where the female sits down for personal use. And I know one thing is very annoying to come into a bathroom to sit on a cold toilet stool. And I know that you all probably say, oh, my gosh. So that's enough for you to get very frustrated. And that's how our flesh is. It knows what to do to get it ticked off. And I want to talk about the process of walking by faith. And I know the scriptures tell us, you know, don't walk after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. Well, let me tell you, walking by faith is really a continual system that places our faith and one spiritual foot at a time. And I'm just thinking about soldiers marching, you know, because, you know, you will find that when we do that, we make more spiritual progress than we ever had made before. And I know I read Galatians chapter 5, I believe it was verse 16, verse 17, and I believe verse 29. Holy Ghost, help me for those who missed those scriptures. But Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, it doesn't say anything about us to sprint that spiritual walk. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 does not even mention anything about we ought to hop, skip, jump, and do cartwheels. No. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 say, but to walk. That's the key element, to walk. And I thought it was really powerful that in order to kill this flesh daily, all you have to do is to walk. I'm giving you prophetic revelation. I just listened to the news. There's a gentleman right here in Raleigh, North Carolina, walks around the park 24 hours praying for peace. He don't run. He don't skip. He don't jump. Holy Spirit even giving me Jericho. When God's people was marching around Jericho, they didn't run, they didn't skip, they didn't hop, they didn't sprint. They walked around 7 days praying for the promise that God has promised them. And this is what Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 means, but to walk. God wants us to place all of our faith and trust in him, one step at a time. And those that are listening probably say, oh, okay, you know, she's making it seem so easy. No, 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 no. This word is for me. Every day I don't wake up and have faith. I might have a morning or a day where I'm experiencing something, and I'm like, Lord, what happened? Where's my hope? And I got to regroup myself. I got to stop hopping. I got to stop running. And I got to get back to what Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 says. But walk. It's a process. It takes some people a day to walk a mile. Or where it might take another 3 days to walk a mile. I know in the early broadcast I mentioned once again about the goal really is really to deny the flesh. You could be sitting in the house for $20 and you know you need that $20 to get to work. And you say, oh, man, I dreamed this number. I'm just going to put 50 cents straight and 50 cents out. Or I'm going to take my chances. We all have done it. It might not have been numbers, but it's something that we took use to our money. But the goal really into denying your flesh is, like I say, is really to learn to spiritually walk in such a way that eventually it will require less and less effort. Now, although this is a goal, or this is our goal, I should say, I have some disturbing news to share with you all. Did you know that it is impossible not to struggle with the flesh? While we are here on Earth, okay, that's my little intro. Let me say it again. It is impossible not to struggle with the flesh while we are here on Earth. Well, we will always have to remain conscious and content of our walk in the Spirit. If I can use Apostle Paul again from the Bible, Paul himself gets so frustrated that he says in Romans chapter 5, which man that I am, who will set me free from the body of death? the scriptures say, Paul wonders if he will ever be rid of the struggle to be free himself of the bond of sin. He almost sounds like many of us, me, you, those that are listening, tired of finding ourselves once again by that cliff. And those that was with me Monday know what I mean about that cliff. That cliff we run to, that same path, that same pattern. When we don't want to win the battle, we just want to finish it. We go to the cliff and jump. But I'm not telling anyone to jump from a cliff, but just a scenario of constantly repeating, going down the same line, same trouble, same nonsense. Can you imagine what you are probably thinking? Now, I know somebody probably said, okay, prophetess, that sounds really great. I do my best while I'm on earth, but I won't be able to really overcome the flesh thing until I get to heaven. So what about today? I can tell you right now, I can raise my hand. I was in my flesh today. Yes, I was. I was in my flesh today. Why am I telling on myself? I was in my flesh today. I'm not telling on myself. The word is speaking for me. The more you walk after the spirit, the less you in your flesh. It only just take a second for something to tick you off in your flesh. And right away, the mind forgets about its accomplishment, meaning walking in the spirit. Now, if you listen to this broadcast and you don't want a whole day and you ain't got in your flesh, well, I need you to be on my show Monday coming. And I need you to bless me and how God is blessing you. But I know it's not so, because I already say it's impossible to be on this earth and not act up in your flesh. Do you know why it's like that? You know why it's like that? Because there's a physical perspective to us, which is the flesh. And then there is a spiritual perspective to us that involves Christ. And the more we press on what the physical part is capable of doing, we lose sight to greater assurance, greater abundant life by the Spirit of God when we walk in the Spirit. See, when you walk in the Spirit, you're going to forget about what your daughter did. When you walk in the Spirit, you're going to forget about how you almost knocked somebody upside their head. When you walk in the Spirit, you're going to forget about that husband that mistreated you or that wife that lied to you. When you're walking in the Spirit, you're going to operate by the things of the Spirit. Now, let me just say this. What I hear God saying is all good to call into the show for a prophecy, good to call into the show to hear a word from God if it's a prophecy. But when it comes to a corporate prophetic word from God, you hear the call drop. Ding, 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 ding. Something almost like Atlantic City, Las Vegas, casino, when that machine going off. Ding, 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 ding. People will do fine when they are getting a word that they want to hear for themselves. The moment the word comes, that's going to cause them to strictly being obedient, the flesh can't deal with it. In fact, the flesh is like somebody who have a drug addiction problem. Let's talk about crack and cocaine. Crack and cocaine don't care what color, size, shape you are. When it wants you, it wants you. And that's the flesh. That's the flesh. Bible says many were called. I like the word war. I ain't focused on the call. Because just war, W-E-R-E alone, is telling me, oh, didn't answer the call. And then it goes on and says, but few. Now, right there, I like the few. Because that's letting me know that the few is very little, at least in numbers. And I want to say this. That's why we need to do more praying, like the men in the park. Walk around your house for 24 hours. I talk about it. I have prayed in my house. I have shut myself in and prayed. But I didn't walk. Because walking really disciplines you. Oh, it's going to bless you tonight. Y'all getting a special from God. That's how much He loves us. Somebody said, well, today is a holiday. It's Good Friday. Prophetess, that's why we don't have too many people on the line with us. Well, as nice as I am, that's a lie from the pit of hell. I can say that and I can back that up. You know why? Every Friday, every Saturday, every Sunday, and all through the week, no matter what condition the prophet is always a good day by the grace of God. I don't want to remember Christ being crucified on the cross for my sins. Let me finish before you judge. I'm going to help you. Dying on the cross for your sins. I want to become and live out His word. And that's where we are missing this whole thing. We want the word, but we can't digest it. And what the prophet means by that, obeying it, living by it. We are so full of junk to its prophetic. Because it's crazy. And I know alone on the social network sites and on other pages, that's all I've seen all day. False images of Christ on the cross. Okay, prophet. Okay, now you want some stuff now. Yeah, I am, the Holy Ghost. Why am I telling you that? Because here goes the flesh. See, the flesh sees a man with blonde hair, whatever color, blue eyes, purple eyes, five fingers, five toes, as a demonstration of Christ. Now, if you believe that image, then I have to come back prophecy night on another prophetic release from God to help you. We know Jesus was on the earth sent by the Father to do ministry in a physical form. But baby, Christ was already off that cross before the nail went in His body. He was already ascended up, tore up, to heaven to be with the Lord. And we still focus on Good Friday. He died on that cross. He died. I couldn't put my son up there. He died. But you're still in your flesh. Friday is just as important as any other day. Because if we use that example as Christ dying for us, in a physical perspective, it will help us and tell us that the power of it all went down when he was resurrected. Not only did he come back to life, the Father brought him back with power. This is the same thing that we have to look into when it comes to winning the fight. It's only empty tonight because those that are not with us, God is saying they're only fighting to get it over with. So, area code 832, I could see your number. I could see who's with us via internet. And I could see who will come later in the archives to retrieve this. See, people look at prophecy. I'll come Monday. Friday ain't coming. I gotta do this. The truth of the matter is, God will only bring those that he assigns to hear this message. Not me, that he has assigned to retrieve this message. I always say that I'm just the messenger to deliver the word of God to the people. And I'm silently pausing for a reason. Because if we cannot get this now, will we ever get it? Will we ever understand this thing? What's good at having life and death and the power of our tongue, and we can't speak peace, or we can't speak Christ, or we can't speak walking in the flesh? I see you, 832. That was nothing but Lucifer kicking you out. But God has a mission for you. God has work for you. And one great news I have to tell you. Did you know Romans chapter 7? Matter of fact, Romans chapter 7. I want you to read that entire chapter on God's appointed time. Not my time, whatever the Lord leads you to do so. I want you to read the 7. Did you know Romans chapter 7 actually ends with the assurance that through Jesus Christ, our battle with the flesh will be overcome when we see him face to face? Okay. Somebody gonna get mad. And that goes back to what the prophet was trying to tell you. If you have a physical image of Christ with blonde hair, black hair, brown hair, I don't care, whatever color, green, purple, You done missed this whole thing. And I want to go back. Thank you, Lord. I want to go back to Genesis chapter 1. I think verse 27, 26 or 27. 27. If we were created in the image and likeness of Christ, then not only our DNA match him as being the Father, but wouldn't we automatically be the child to the Father? Yeah. And if we are the sons and daughters of the Father, then the very image and likeness of our spirit should be that of Christ. I didn't say the flesh. The flesh can look like Peter, Joanne, Diana, Jaquan, you name it. Flesh can look like anything it wants to. But if we're supposed to be that example of who Christ is, then we are that very example of who Christ is until he comes back to earth. We'll be able to see him face to face. Now, if you go in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, read the first verse and second verse of Romans chapter 8. Goes on from there. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Let the church say amen. Amen. Ooh, I'm feeling this. So in other words, you and I have all that we need right now. This is what the Bible is saying. You and I have all that we need right now to keep us going until the day when we all shall see him face to face. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for blessing my life so that I could be a blessing to others. It's hard to get a true prophet that's going to give you a true word. And God, you outplay yourself tonight like you always do, because you gave all of us tonight more than words. You gave us revelation. And I know, Lord, I thank you that I could be a blessing to others. If you need to retrieve any of our broadcasts here on Prophecy Night, you can do so by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/prophecy night. And you can download and you can actually buy transcripts for the broadcast as well. I want to thank area code 832. I'll find out exactly where in Texas you live. I'll make sure I do that. God's willing, Monday. I want to thank those that's going to come in the archives and retrieve this message. I thank those that are listening via internet. I even thank the Lord for those that didn't come, that a time will come that they will need the message in order to get out of the battle that they may be in that season. God bless you all, and thank you for your obedience. And most of all, I thank the Lord for being here with you. God bless you all. Until next time.